My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, I do not have true stories today to begin with our reflection, but I would like to begin this scenario or this, not story, but suppose a modern TV camera crew could get into a time machine and fly backward into history 2,000 years ago to the time of Jesus. Suppose they were able to film the actual life of Jesus from his birth on Christmas to his resurrection on Easter. Suppose they were able to bring the film back with them in the time machine. Think about this, my dear brothers and sisters. That film would allow us to enter the world of Jesus exactly as it was. It would allow us to see the people Jesus saw. Best of all, it would allow us to see Jesus as he was. In other words, instead of reading today's gospel, we could show the film of the event. We could see Jesus drive the money changers out of the temple. We could see the expression of Jesus' face. We could hear the exact words he spoke. Now let me ask you a question. Would you trade the four written gospel as we now have them for the firm like that? Keep in mind that you could not have both. You would have to pick one or the other. Would you trade the Gospels for such a film? When someone asked an expert on the Gospels that same question, he said, I'd keep the four Gospels. His explanation was interesting. He said that many people in the time of Jesus saw and heard what Jesus did and said, but they did not understand it. He went on to say that if we had only a film of the life of Jesus, we might end up misunderstanding it also. Take today's gospel as an example. After Jesus expelled the money changers, the Jewish leaders ask him, "What miracle can you perform to show us that you have the right to do this?" Jesus answered, "Tear down this temple, and in 3 days I will build it again." Are you going to build it again in 3 days? They ask, "It has taken 46 years to build this temple." After describing this conversation, John says, "But the temple Jesus was speaking about was his body." So when he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this, and they believed the scripture and what Jesus had said. In other words, my dear brothers and sisters, even Jesus' disciples didn't fully understand what Jesus was talking about at that time. Only after he was raised to glory did it become clear to them. Take another example. Take what happened on Palm Sunday when Jesus rode into Jerusalem on a donkey. After describing the episode, John says, Jesus did not understand this. The disciples did not understand this at the time. But when Jesus had been raised to glory, they remembered that the scripture said this about him. What happened to the disciples afterward that enabled them to understand these things? Exactly what Jesus said would happen. Before his death, Jesus told his disciples from the Gospel of John chapter 14. It says, "The Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and make you remember all that I have told you." In other words, my dear brothers and sisters, what makes the four Gospels better than a film is that they were written in the light of the coming of the Holy Spirit on Pentecost. And as a result, they contain not only Jesus' words and works, but also a deeper meaning behind them. Let me illustrate this point. Sometimes in the year 80s or 90s, we've all seen the TV commercial for Polaroid camera sometimes. And in that advertisement and commercial, a girl takes a picture at a birthday party. As she goes, a piece of blank paper rolls out in front of the Polaroid camera. Nothing seems to be on it. It looks blank. But then suddenly before our eyes, shapes and colors begin to appear on the blank paper. At first, they are fuzzy and faint, but shortly they become sharp and clear. My dear brothers and sisters, the events of the life of Jesus were like that. At first, they seemed to be like blank paper. There didn't seem to be anything special about them. But then come Pentecost. The Holy Spirit enlightened the minds of the disciples about the events of Jesus' life. And suddenly, the deeper meaning of these events began to emerge, just as clearly as did the image on the Polaroid paper. The difference between the disciples' understanding of Jesus' teaching before and after Pentecost is as striking as the difference between the Polaroid paper before and after it was exposed to light. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, the four written Gospels are far better than a film. They not only record Jesus' word and works, but also interpret the meaning for us. The four Gospels are a priceless gift from God to us. As St. Jerome called them, the love letters of God, the Father, to his earthly children. My dear brothers and sisters, the season of Lent is a good time to rediscover the power and beauty of the four Gospels. It is a good time to listen to them at Mass with greater attention and deeper love. More importantly, Lent is a time to focus our eyes on Jesus, the central figure of the Gospels. It is a time to place all our trust in Him. And if we do this, He will allow Himself on Easter Sunday in an entire new way, just as He did to His disciples. Amen.